This is David Cruz with a Comstock Report. Oh my gosh, are the Batistas smart cookies? The JBS billionaires know how to play a system. The Batistas were making a plea deal with the Brazilian government that if we turned over state's evidence on corruption of President Temer and paid $67 million, they would stay out of jail. They used tainted Brazilian money to build their meat empire in this country and around the world. That is not the end of anything, but where this twisted, sordid beauty of how they played this deal started. It was reported by the Brazilian financial media that hours before the plea deal was publicly announced, that the Batista companies took a massive long dollar position in the local currency market of potentially over $1 billion. I doubt that they got the entire 9.3% move in the real resulting from the bombshell announcement, but if they did, they'd have made over $90 million. They would have used insider information of the pending plea deal to profit from it when made public. That would have paid their fine plus a lot of money left over to pay new bribes or lawyers to defend them. There is no such thing as insider trading in commodities as there is in stocks, but give me a break. I would think that it was still illegal for the principals settling one legal matter to share the information with private companies to profit from it. Now, this would even impress the heck out of Donald Trump for creativity. This is like shooting someone and then selling the family of the victim the casket. Josely Batista reportedly admitted to paying Temer $7.9 million from 2010 to 2016. President Temer says he is innocent, but that means that he is telling them to believe him and not their own ears as they listen to the incriminating tape. They all deny, just like Ryan and McCarthy over a joke about Trump being paid by Putin, made in a meeting before a tape of it was released. That is not up there with "I did not have sex with that woman," but it is the same general context. I don't think that Temer can survive as his popular support literally fell to 0% in new polls. Eight of Temer's cabinet members reportedly now are under investigation as the Brazilian public has lost all patience with their crooked politicians. Dilma Rousseff would not have won the last presidential election in Brazil were it not for all the Petrobras cash that financed her campaign. It was an illegitimate election. So while she argued that she got none of the cash personally, they still impeached her. The election was close enough that were it not for all that cash to buy votes, literally and figuratively, she would have lost. Brazil should have great roads, railroads, and barge infrastructure, and we still see pictures each year of soybean trucks buried in the mud. This is the direct connection between that and the corruption. If they would get this straightened out, there would be tremendous potential to become an economic powerhouse. I spent some time with a lawyer in Brasilia who was exceptional. We would have conversations about Brazil and what was wrong with the country. While he would bemoan the bureaucracy, he would always aggressively defend the courts and legal system. He would quip that the Brazilians pay taxes like they lived in Sweden, but got the public services of Zimbabwe. They have a huge hole that is their bureaucracy that they pour money into, and a lot of it ending up in politicians' pockets, with the rest going to buy votes to keep those politicians in office, so it just keeps on happening. The opposition party objective was not reform, but to get their hands on the tax revenue. The politicians were so brash as to even legislate themselves immunity from prosecution so that they would be protected and thought that they were. Brazil's judicial institution finally fought back, showing that they were ethical people there. They still have a long ways to go before they have their country back. One of the reasons for the graft and engagement with the business sector was that they purposefully made it so hard to get things done in Brazil that businesses frustrated with the bureaucracy would pay commissions to make things happen that should have happened without them. If bureaucrats would purposefully hold up permits and licenses, they knew that they could get paid for those permits and licenses. Want a government contract? Who and how much do you have to pay to get it? JBS government loans came with strings attached. Infrastructural development is milked like a cow. The Olympics was a graftful opportunity, but the part they didn't like was that it had an expiration date. They were building a railroad from the coast inland in Bahia that should have been finished years ago, but if they finished it, the cow would have stopped giving milk. In comparing legal systems, in my opinion, Brazil's is not as good at dispensing justice in a timely fashion as ours. I know that people criticize the U.S. legal system, but graded on a curve, it works pretty well compared to the standards of others. They usually end up in Brazil with correct rulings, but often the case is that the plaintiff doesn't live long enough to see it. Finally, justice is accelerating there. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at Comstock.com or call 712-933-9400.